bless you. We bless you. I'm telling you something. People are being touched at home. It doesn't matter if you're not here in the venue. The Holy Ghost can't be limited. He is there as He is here right now. God is there with you. His manifest presence is in your home even right now. And as you just open up your hands, as you yield everything unto Him, and as you just get into a position of being hungry, I'm sure you are already, because even I was sitting right here as I was receiving the word from Jade and from Shantae and from Taylor. As the word comes, it burns in my heart. And even right now, I'm more urgent than I was 5 minutes ago. I'm even more bold than I was 10 minutes ago. I'm even more hungry for the things of God, because as the word comes into your heart, it's like putting wood on a fire. It's like taking gasoline and tipping it on top of a bonfire. It begins to burn even more. So even right now, receive it in Jesus' mighty name. You're not going under. You're not drawing back. You're not stepping back. We're moving forward in this hour. For even as you heard Taylor say it, as the word of God declares, the gates of hell cannot prevail against the church of Jesus Christ. Now is the hour to rise up. You can know that God is with you. His Spirit is upon you. He has given you His name that's above every name. He has given you His Spirit that's strong, that's powerful, that raised Christ from the dead. And He is in you even right now, anointing you afresh even right now, empowering you even right now. He has given you His Word, which He exalts above His name. You have His Word, His name, and His Spirit. You cannot be stopped in this hour. Our God cannot be stopped. And the Bible declares that as He is, so are you even right now. You're the same as what Jesus is right now. You see, if we would just get that reality, that as He is, the Bible doesn't say that by mistake. As He is, so are we. We're the body of Christ. How can we be different to the head? You see, in this hour, you can't be stopped, child of God. You are unstoppable, every one of you on Facebook. Write this in the comment section. I am unstoppable. You serve a God who can't be stopped. And in this hour of time, He has anointed you to go ye therefore into all the world. He's given you His name. He's given you His Spirit. He's given you His Word. And you see, today I pray for urgency to rise up in your heart. This month of July is so crucial, so vital for the body of Christ. For I believe even as we launch into August and the rest of the year, it is time for a mighty revival to break loose. It is time for the children of God to rise up in unity, to not be divided anymore, but to stand together and proclaim the truth of God's word, to proclaim His truth in power. For the kingdom of God is not just in talk, but it is in the demonstration of power. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verses 20. This is what we are called to in this hour. And so even every single person that's on Facebook right now, as you're participating, every single one of you that's on YouTube, lift up your hands and allow the Lord to endue you with fresh boldness in Jesus' name. Christine, receive fresh boldness in Jesus' name. Every single person that's on Facebook right now, every single person that's on YouTube, however you're connecting, whether you're on Link FM, whether you're watching on DSTV, channel 341, Sky 594, maybe you're even in this venue, receive fresh boldness, because God is not done in this hour. God is not out of moves in this hour. Now is not the time to say, Jesus, come. Now is the time to say, Jesus, anoint me afresh today to proclaim your word. For I'm not waiting for His return. I'm going to preach the gospel. And when He comes, I'm going to say, Lord, take me. I'm ready. See, in this hour, He has anointed you to go ye therefore into all the world. He said that you will do the same works and greater works. There is work to be done. See, I believe today, even as we prayed before the service, I really believe and I feel it again in my heart that there's somebody that's watching and you're in a powerful position in government. And even right now, I believe that the Lord is touching you, that the Lord is convicting your heart, that it's time for godly people to rise up in this hour and to proclaim the truth amidst the gates of hell. Every weapon in hell can be formed against you, but it cannot prosper. every demon can be dispatched against you as a believer. But when you walk in the authority, when you walk in the identity of who you are, nothing can touch you. Nothing can come near you. Because you're not like everybody else. You're not like the world. You are a son of God. And in this hour, it's imperative, it is vital, it is crucial for us to step into all that God has for us. For when you step into the fullness, when you step into all that God has for you, as you begin to walk by faith and not by sight, as you believe His word is enough, as you believe His name is enough, as you believe that His spirit is enough, nothing can stop you. See, everything around you can be going down, but as a child of God, you only increase. You only on the way up, never on the way down. For the path of the righteous, the path of the righteous is not doom and gloom. See, even amidst doom and gloom, the path of the righteous, it shines brighter and brighter, the Bible says. Proverbs chapter 4 and verses 18. It shines brighter and brighter until that perfect day, until He comes. And so I decree to you even right now, every single person that receives this, that the next 6 months shall be the best 6 months that you've ever had in Jesus' name. Every single one of you children of God, hear what the Spirit of the Lord wants to minister to you today, that He has given you everything pertaining to life and to godliness. He has blessed you according to the Word of God with every spiritual blessing. It's time for us to stop waiting. It's time for us to start moving. It's time for us to stop trying to look around us and start panicking about what's taking place around us. But it's time to say, God, even as they declared in Acts chapter 4, yet in spite of all these threats, give us your servants boldness to proclaim your word. That's what God looks for in this hour. For the eyes of the Lord search to and fro, looking for them whose hearts are turned towards Him, so He can show Himself strong on their behalf. See, this is the greatest hour for you to be alive. This is not the worst time for us to be alive. Every single one of you on Facebook, Eugene Dennis, Jeff, Tandeka, Sizeka, this is the best moment for us to be alive as children of God. You carry the gift on the inside of you. You carry the answer to every problem that the world's facing right now. You carry it on the inside of you. For the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you not know that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit? Do you not know that you are the temple, that you very are the carrier of His presence? You have everything that you need. You have all that you need in this hour. And it's time for us to rise and shine, for the time has come. For we must work the works of Him who has sent us while it is still light, while it is still day, because night is coming where no man can work. See, Christ is coming soon, and we must work the works of Him who has sent us. See, as children of God, our modus operandi, as my dad would like to say, or our modus vivendi, it's another word. It's our mode of operation. It's the way of life. Is faith. And faith in God is not a figment of our imagination. It is belief, trust, and assurance of He is who He says He is. It's complete reliance upon His word and seeing the manifestation of it in our lives. Faith always secures that you will move forward amidst the gates of hell. Isn't it funny? God chose to build his church amidst the gates of hell, just to throw it in the devil's face, that He can throw everything against us that He can, but Christ shall still build His church. He shall still build His church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Write this in the comment section. I am moving forward. I feel faith rising up even in this venue right now. I feel an urgency coming into the hearts of God's people to get up, to rise up. Even when everything around you looks like it's against you and everything in front of you looks impossible, God is never out of moves. See, as you put your trust in Him, as you realize that I have His Word, I have His name, I have His Spirit, I can never be outnumbered. I can never be defeated. I can never grow weary because I'm so convicted. See, when you're convicted, you will never compromise. When you're convicted, it will push you into action. And in this hour, we need to have a conviction on the inside of us to get into action right now, to proclaim. See, think about this, and God's been ministering this to me, and right where you are, I want you to quickly get elements, get the communion elements. We're going to seal tonight with the elements. We've got a couple minutes to go. But God's been ministering something so powerful to me in the book of 1 Kings and chapter 18. And 1 Kings chapter 18 records a contest at Carmel. It records such a powerful contest that took place. And the Bible actually goes on to tell us that Israel and King Ahab had turned away from God and they began to worship Baal. And so what began to happen in Israel is that there was a drought and they were in the third year of the drought. And God sends Elijah and He says, go appear before Ahab, for I shall soon send rain. Let me paraphrase what happens. But Elijah ends up being before Ahab. Ahab wanted to kill him. You see everything around you. It might look like everybody's against you, but I want you to know something, that nobody can stop what God starts. Nobody can kill you because they didn't start you. He is your author and your finisher. You see, as Elijah appeared before Ahab, there were 400 prophets of Baal, 400 false prophets, and 450 prophets of Asherah, who was the female wife of Baal. Think about this, 850 verses 1. See, some of you right now, you feel like there's no point in you standing up and declaring. There's no point in you rising up in this hour because you're so outnumbered. Understand something. When God is on your side, you can never be outnumbered because the Lord's side doesn't lose. God will use one person to turn a nation around in this hour. Elijah didn't have a squad to go with him to appear before Ahab. They were trying to take him out. They were trying to kill him. The thief cometh to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus Christ came to give you life, to give you life in abundance. And so Elijah went. He could have come up with every excuse. God, there's too many. God, how am I going to do this? I'm just one man. God, it's impossible. But he had an instruction, and one word from God was enough for him because he understood that when God is for me, what can be against me? What can stop me? See, when you realize that he is for you, you become unstoppable. Everything that stands in your way has to get up and go because he goes before me. When a Red Sea appears before me, my God makes a way where there seems to be no way. Some of you need to hear that today. When you're looking all around you and you're feeling like it's just you and there's 850 false prophets and you're not sure what to do, I declare unto you today, rise up. Get a word from God. One word is enough to change everything. And when you realize that He is with me, and He is not just with me, but He is for me, and I have received every spiritual blessing, and I have everything pertaining to life and godliness, and I have everything that I need, nothing can stop you. Everything that tries to get in your way has to move. And so what happened? We see what takes place. Man, I was thinking if I was in this man's position, I'd be very worried, very stressed out. There's 850 false prophets, and then there's me. And so what takes place? Elijah tells them, call the whole of Israel to Mount Carmel, and they're all there. And he tells the prophets of Baal, you know, build an altar and offer your calf, and I'll build an altar and offer my calf. And the Lord who answers, the God who answers by fire, He is God Almighty. He is the one true God. And what takes place? The false prophets build their thing in the morning and they call out to Baal the whole day from morning until evening and nothing happens. The prophet actually mocks them and makes fun of them. And then what takes place? Elijah, bold, one person who was unstoppable because he had a word from God, said, come, come, stand around. And he built the altar and he cut up the cow and he put it on the altar and he prayed, God, prove today that you gave me these instructions. Prove today that you are the one true God. You see, in this hour, it's time to be bold. It's time to stand up and say, God, prove today that you are the one that has sent me. And I decree to you today, the same God. The Bible actually says, immediately, fire from heaven came and consumed everything. And the whole of Israel turned and said, the Lord, he is God. See, God is looking for somebody, and I believe I'm speaking to them right now. I believe I'm speaking to them on Facebook who will get a word, who will get a word from God, and will go into the world and will boldly stand. See, it's not in your power, it's not by your might, but it's by his Spirit. See, God backs boldness. God rewards the resolute. What does it mean to be resolute? Unwavering. He'll reward you by answering in public. But you must be dedicated in private. And God will bring turnaround to those that are unshakable. See, what took place in the scripture, God brought a turnaround to the nation of Israel, and rain was sent upon the land, and the people turned unto God once more. See, I believe that the scripture, this whole story is prophetic for what we're seeing in this hour, where we're in a drought in this country, but there are children of God who are rising up, who have a word from the Lord their God, who even around them, it might look like they're outnumbered, but they know that he is enough, that he is for them, that he is with them, that he has anointed them, and he will once more prove today that he has sent them. The same God who answered by fire then is the same God who will answer by fire today. For the Bible decrees in the New Testament that our God is a consuming fire. But nothing will happen until you determine to go ye therefore. Right where you are, I want you to hold the cup. I want you to hold the bread. We're going to partake of both elements. And as you partake of this, my prayer tonight is that an urgency, a supernatural urgency, will rise up in your heart. And that after this live broadcast, you will never be the same again. And that wherever you go, just as Elijah was sent forth to appear before Ahab, in unlikely odds, just as he sends you throughout your day-to-day amongst where it seems that everybody is against you on social media and at school and at university and at your work, but he sends you, and as you hear what he is telling you to do and as you follow his instruction, God is getting ready to prove that he has sent you. For them that go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel, they shall see the demonstration of signs, wonders, and miracles. God confirms his message with a demonstration of the supernatural. And so he's looking to use you in this hour. I want you to hold the elements in your hand. I'm going to pray and we'll partake of both. Father, I thank you right now for the bread. I thank you for the blood. I thank you for that which it represents. God, we will preach your word in this hour. For nothing can stop your church. Nothing can prevail against us in this hour. Your Spirit is enough. Your word is enough. Your name is enough. And in this hour, we even declare that we will go into all the world. For we choose to obey you rather than man. And we thank you that you watch over us to perform the very word that we proclaim. Your word always comes with signs, wonders, and miracles. In Jesus' name, you may partake of both elements. Amen. Amen. And amen. Let an urgency rise up in your heart today. Now is the hour. Now is the hour to be given, devoted to the word and to prayer. Now is the hour to seek God like we've never sought Him before. And then from that place of seeking, to go out and to proclaim Him publicly. There's no such thing as a quiet Christian. You see, as they pointed upon the disciples, Acts chapter 17, verse 6, these are the ones that have turned the world upside down. They turned the world upside down because they opened up their mouths and proclaimed. And they stretched forth their hands, and God confirmed His word. See, in this hour, God shall once more turn this world upside down with the power of His word. Will you be one who will fill your heart with His word, who will be led by His spirit, who will use His name to lay hands upon the sick, to use His name to cast out devils, to cast out cancer, to cast out wickedness? Will you be one in this final hour of time? For Christ is coming, and He's coming soon. We pray that you are blessed. We can't wait to see you next week, Friday, same time, same place. Be blessed.